And I'm pleased to welcome back to Business for Breakfast to break down what is going on in the world of the markets, Peter Cardillo. He is the chief market economist at Spartan Capital and rejoins us here on Business for Breakfast. Peter, good morning. Happy New Year. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you as well.
It's always great to have you. So, pretty solid day on Friday. We had a very good jobs report, and then Fed Chair Jerome Powell came out with a statement saying at an event that he didn't say we're not raising interest rates again in 2019, but that we're going to be essentially more data dependent. We're going to be flexible, and that gave a little bit of confidence in the market right now. What'd you see last Friday, and since we haven't talked since several weeks, what did you make of 2018 as well?
Well, 2018 obviously was a very tough year. Gave back all the gains, so you know, I suspect that this year we will have pockets of rally, but in general, it'll probably be another tough year. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to, give back further gains, but it just simply means that it's going to be a very guarded market and, of course, very selective. And so I say that because earnings are probably going to continue to suffer over the next few quarters on softer economic activity and also the trade were, in fact, taking its toll. That doesn't mean that every company is going to be subject to that. No, absolutely not. But the companies that are directly associated with trade factors certainly will be scrutinized. And I think that we're in for a selective year. So you can still make money, but you have to pick your spots.
So that's what you mean by very selective, is it's going to be certain parts of the market that will perform well or reasonably well, while others will probably not be so hot.
Exactly.
Now, I don't want to get in any specific stocks. I know we couldn't do that, but are there any particular sectors that you think may be garnering some attention this year in a more selective market, Peter Cardillo?
Well, I wouldn't be able to answer that, but again, you know, I will answer it in this way. Companies that are not subject to tariffs in a big way, I think, will outperform. So you have to, again, be selective. I think that, consumer spending is probably going to dry up, at least in the first and second quarter. And so that means that investors will probably be looking at companies that, you know, perform well, not necessarily aided by the consumer or by the general economy.
When it comes to the dynamics of the Federal Reserve, that has gotten a lot of people antsy of late. You've had some that I think have been presenting doom and gloom scenarios that, in my view, just overstate the impact of the Federal Reserve. But at the same time, there are those investors who clearly were encouraged by Chair Powell expressing some flexibility for 2019. What do you make of the Fed's role in all of this?
Look, I think the Fed will continue to do what it has to do. I think, you know, Powell, in a certain respect, basically conceded that there are pockets of weakness in the economy and that they're going to look at those numbers very carefully. In fact, he went out of his way to signal the last week's real weak data that was the PMI, which really fell off a cliff.
The manufacturing index.
Right, the manufacturing index. And he went out of his way to signal that out. And I suspect that that was the real hint in him saying, okay, we're aware that there are pockets of weakness and that we will be looking at them very carefully. So if, and I think the next key to economic weakness is probably going to be the consumer. And so
why? Why do you say that?
Well, I think not necessarily due to any weakness in personal income or even wages, but I think just from a psychological standpoint, I think that the consumer, you know, is going to be somewhat a little bit more frugal than he has been. And so with interest rates at I guess it's debatable whether or not to say we're at normality. The Fed sort of hinted towards that. Remember that there's a huge debt load by the consumer. And with the fact that, you know, rates have gone up, that means the cost of carrying that debt has gone up. And so people are going to be somewhat more hesitant in spending as they did up until now. That doesn't mean that we're going to have a negative consumer spending. I just think we'll have flat consumer spending. And that means lesser economic growth, because we all know that it has been the consumer who really kicked in and did its part, did more than its part in carrying the economy. And that was due to, obviously, the tax cuts. But corporate America, you know, didn't go out and really invest in capital spending, did they? They basically raised dividends and bought back stock. That doesn't necessarily help the economy.
Although we have seen wages go up more dramatically than we have in years, so that's a absolutely positive impact, I think, that does demonstrate that they did at least invest somewhat in workers.
They have gone up, and in some cases, you know, they're still rather sticky, but in general, yes, they have gone
right
up, and that's a good sign. But again, I just think that the consumer is, you know, just going to pull back a little bit, not necessarily spend the way he has been spending.
Again, Peter Cardillo is our guest, chief market economist at Spartan Capital. When it comes to the trade war, you've mentioned that a few times. I know in the past you and I have commiserated both negatively on the outlook for this trade war, what the prospects are here. How do you analyze it now in 2019? Are you at all optimistic on the potential for China and the United States to reach a deal, or are we in this for the long haul unless President Trump really decides to put the brakes on the war a little bit?
No, I think that we'll get a deal. I don't think we're going to get a meaningful deal, but I think we'll get a deal. Both sides need a deal. You know, Mr. Trump is running, is going to run again. The president of China is not going to be running again. He doesn't have to worry about that. But he does have to worry about social unrest. And it's quite obvious that the economy has cooled off. I would say it's in a soft landing mode. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's headed for recession. So I think the powers to be need to have some sort of an agreement. I think the president has realized that this is not an easy win. And we've mentioned this before on your program.
Yes.
We said many a times that, you know, this was not an easy win. And I think the president has now realized that. And as a result, I think he needs to take action. And as I said before, you know, he's running for office again.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's his intentions. So you can't win if the economy slows or winds up in a recession, can you?
Yeah. I want to ask you about two more things before we got to let you go, Peter Cardillo. So oil, I'm seeing here, WTI crude at a little above $49 now as it's rising, particularly because OPEC cut production last week. What are your thoughts on what's going on in oil and how high we could go as we start to see the price rise for a barrel?
Let me just say that from a fundamental viewpoint, the market, you know, has overreacted based on global growth and based on global demand, the market is perhaps maybe $7 to $8 on the true value, that is, where it would meet demand factors. OPEC has begun to cut and has also announced that if need be, they will cut more. And it all depends on the state of the global economy affecting the demand factor. So I think what we're seeing today is a technical rally. The market is definitely oversold, both technically and fundamental. We've entered a bear market situation, and so, you know, the pendulum always swings from the extreme to the other extreme, and that's what happened in oil prices. So I think in the short term, we could rally back over 50, possibly 55, and depending on, you know, a trade war, if the trade war, if there's a resolution into this trade war between China and the United States, which, again, I'm very optimistic about that, then I think you can see oil get back between $65 and $70. So it all depends on the economic, the global economic activity.
Finally, Peter Cardillo, how long do you think we're in this bearish market on the stock market, and will bond yields invert at some point?
Well, look, if we get a trade deal rather quickly, let's say within the next 4 to 5 weeks, I would suspect that those bond yields are going to reverse. We could probably see the 10-year note get back close to 3%. And that would mean that the market would probably then, you know, have these, you know, when you're in a bear market, you can have rallies. It doesn't mean you can't have a rally. You can rally 7, maybe even 10%. But I think the volatility will be here, will remain. And so I think we're in the midst of a January effect, which will probably take the indices higher anywhere from maybe 5 to 8%. Any agreement while we're in the midst of this January effect could mean a very strong rally. And then, of course, as I said before, a selective market due to earnings.
Peter Cardillo with Spartan Capital. It's always great to talk with you. Thanks for joining us. Look forward to more conversations in 2019.
My pleasure. Thank you.